to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday, March the 23rd. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio that we have assembled for you. We will play them. You listen. Then give us a call with your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at Issues ETC, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you are emailing, sending a tweet, or voting at our Facebook fan page, we'd like to know who you are, where you listen, which one you're voting for, and most importantly, why you're voting for that soundbite. And phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad, and it goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from a conversation with Dr. Andrew Steinman. We were talking about the comparison some evangelical leaders have made between President Trump and the Old Testament King Cyrus. Here's Dr. Steinman on the danger of that comparison.
Oftentimes, when these types of parallels are made, it's really just for what is, in the grand scheme of things, a petty secular purpose to justify something like that, rather than looking at the big picture of, well, wait a minute, how does this relate to God's work for me in Christ Jesus? And in the Old Testament, we see God working toward Christ and towards his redemption. And in these times after Christ, we're to focus not on trying to use parallels to find a way to justify our particular political or social agendas, but instead, we're to look at Scripture, learn from the comfort it offers us in Christ, and then do the work of Christians where God has called us in our daily vocations. And when we make these parallels, it takes the focus off of Jesus' great redemption and puts it on much more mundane items that are going to come and go and will always disappoint. Christ never disappoints, and that's why we need to avoid these type of analogies.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Andrew Steinman on the danger of calling President Trump a modern-day King Cyrus. If you'd like to vote for that one, feel free to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Heath Curtis. We were having a conversation on apostolic succession. Both he and Pastor Whedon were guests. And here he is on a general Lutheran approach to the church fathers.
Lutherans are always saying, no, there's no one church father who gets everything right. Of course not. We're not slavishly following them.
Including Luther.
Especially Luther. But it would be really weird, wouldn't it, if just in 1500 you figured out a central truth, that would indicate that you've missed something. That's Joseph Smith kind of talk.
Right.
Everybody's been wrong until today. Rather, again, look at Jesus' ministry. Look at Paul's ministry. They're quoting the Old Testament to show that their teaching is in line. And so likewise, it would be really weird to come up with a new teaching. Rather, we've always taken pains to show we stand in this historical continuity.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, A Lutheran Approach to the Church Fathers. If you'd like that one to be the soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Brian Miller. He is responding to the late Stephen Hawking on the issue of a belief in the afterlife.
I think the conventional afterlife is a fairy tale for people afraid of the dark. One can't prove that there wasn't a creator. All one can do is offer a more reasonable explanation based on science. Ever since the Greeks, we have managed to explain what previously seemed acts of God in terms of scientific laws.
So this is the idea that people are in a very scary world and we need to make sense of our life, and if there's no God or creator, then our life is all there is. So that kind of leads people to fabricate ideas. Like we create the idea of a God. We create a God to make up the idea of an afterlife to comfort us. That would be the logic of what people say. But the problem is that's kind of a spurious argument. It's simply saying, trying to give a motive to something you haven't justified. You could easily argue for an atheist. An atheist tries to argue against a creator because an atheist doesn't like the idea that there's a final judgment, that they're accountable to doing what's right, that they deny the idea of a creator because they don't like the idea of moral rules, which they may have violated. So you can kind of make that argument every way.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Brian Miller responding to the late Stephen Hawking on a belief in the afterlife. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because this is the last soundbite we're going to play for you. And after that, we'll take a break and start taking your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Cameron McKenzie. There's a lot of confusion in the Christian church about predestination. Here he is with the biblical Lutheran view.
We affirm, first of all, universal grace, universal atonement, John 3:16, God loved the whole world and gave his son to die for the sins so that believers in Christ could be saved. But we also affirm what the Bible says about particular election. You know, Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. St. Paul talks about those whom he foreknow, those he also predestined. So it's a biblical teaching. And so that becomes the guarantee of our salvation. When you're worried, when you're concerned, you know that God's love for you began from all eternity. It's because of that love from all eternity in Christ that he made sure that you were baptized, made sure that you heard the word, made sure that you believed, and he will certainly make sure that you will remain in the faith. On the other hand, it's also biblical to say that those who are not saved are those who have willingly rejected God's grace, those who said no to it, like the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin at the time of Jesus. They heard Jesus, they saw Jesus, they knew who Jesus was, and they said no to grace. God didn't make them to do that. God didn't choose them to do that. That was their own responsibility. So we teach particular election. We do not teach reprobation, that is, God chooses anybody for damnation. People do that on their own. But we also teach that when God says in his word that he wants all men to be saved, he really does want all people to be saved, not just those whom he had previously decided were elect. There is a lot that's in this that's mysterious. We don't try to answer that. We're just going to accept what the Bible teaches on these questions.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Cameron McKenzie, The Lutheran View of Predestination. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. We'll take your votes after the break. Talk back at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and the Facebook fan page where we've left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. CNBC. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Andrew Steinman on the danger of calling President Trump a modern-day King Cyrus? Soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, a Lutheran approach to the church fathers. Will it be soundbite number three, Dr. Brian Miller responding to the late Stephen Hawking on a belief in the afterlife? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Cameron McKenzie on a Lutheran view of predestination? Our call-in number for your call-in votes, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break. Stay tuned.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. This glorious good news is and always has been too good not to share. It compelled Peter, Paul, and the other apostles to the very ends of the earth, and it continues to drive Lutheran Church Missouri Synod missionaries even today. Learn more here in the April issue of The Lutheran Witness magazine. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, March the 23rd, coming to you live. You vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. The four soundbites, Dr. Andrew Steinman on the danger of calling President Trump a modern-day King Cyrus. Soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, a Lutheran approach to the church fathers. Soundbite number three, Dr. Brian Miller responding to the late Stephen Hawking on a belief in the afterlife. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Cameron McKenzie on the Lutheran view of predestination. Let's go first to Columbus, Ohio, where Tanya is waiting on the line. Hi, Tanya.
Hello. I vote for number three. I really was impressed with what Dr. Miller had said about Stephen Hawking. And it's such a shame because, you know, as we say, you know, like the heavens declare the glory of God. And somebody who's a cosmologist who has gone his whole life in studying the cosmos, and he can't, it's like he can't see the creator in that. I don't have enough faith to be an atheist.
Tanya, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Ohio. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. This one comes from Nathan in Iowa. He says, hey guys, great job of picking sound bites this week. All have mucho merit, but my vote has to go to soundbite number 4, Dr. Cameron McKenzie on predestination. It's a tough topic, and he explained it well, letting the paradox stand. As a pastor, I've taught this many times. Inevitably, someone will say, this is hard to understand. Isn't there an easier explanation? My answer is no. This is what Scripture says. It's true, even if it doesn't make perfect sense to the mind of man. Nathan, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Iowa. Another vote comes in from Aaron in Florida. He says, my vote this week is for Dr. Cameron McKenzie's exposition on predestination. That's another vote for soundbite number 4. One of the most persistent problems of being a reasonable human being is failing to set aside our wisdom in favor of God's wisdom as revealed in Scripture. In John 3:16, the Father demonstrates his love for his creation by sending his Son to atone for the sins of all the world, and God wants everyone to be saved. In Matthew 25, Jesus tells us that hell was only created for Satan and his angels, but should man choose that place by discarding faith, hell can be his too. Aaron, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Florida. Diane is on the line in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Number 2 and 4 are foundational, but I have to vote for number 3 because it's the most needed for the lost.
Diane, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Here's one from Joe in Central Illinois. Pastor Curtis' comparison of discovering of the central teaching 1,500 years later to Joseph Smith kind of talk, everybody's been wrong until today, highlighted not only the importance of teaching the faith once delivered, but also the sad error into which so many have wandered. Without context and care, it could sound unloving to our Mormon neighbors, but it expresses powerful truths in compact form, and that's a terrific soundbite. That's a vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Heath Curtis, A Lutheran Approach to the Church Fathers. Michael's voting for soundbite number 4. Unlike the Reformed, who add unbiblical assumptions to the doctrine of predestination, the Lutheran Reformers retain the biblical paradoxes associated with it. Let it serve its intended purpose as a comforting assurance of God's love and faithfulness to us. Michael, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for soundbite number 4 on this Friday afternoon. This one comes from Frank. He says, good morning, guys. I wish I could call in and vote in person, but I have family coming in when the segment is airing. My vote is for Pastor Curtis' soundbite because it speaks to what I hear from so many of my friends and family in that they think that everything having to do with the church was wrong until they found out how right it was, rejecting all wisdom and practice of the fathers, just as Joseph Smith did. Also, it speaks a warning to those in our own Lutheran circles who claim that we have to start new to reach new, as if Madison Avenue Marketing or Silicon Valley startups, incubators could even come close to the wisdom of the apostles and the church fathers. It makes me grumpy when these same old folks reject the historicity of Christ Church, are frequently given a prominent voice at district conventions in the name of outreach and mission. Love, love, love this quote, he says, and thanks again for all your hard work at Issues, etc. Thank you very much for your vote, Frank. John in Burwell, Nebraska votes for soundbite number 4. You guys keep putting us in situations where there's no wrong answer with these soundbites, so good job. But Dr. McKenzie handles the difficult doctrine of predestination with clarity and does it concisely, he says. With those votes, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon is soundbite number 4, Dr. Cameron McKenzie, with the Lutheran view of predestination.
We affirm, first of all, universal grace, universal atonement, John 3:16, God loved the whole world and gave his Son to die for the sins so that believers in Christ could be saved. But we also affirm what the Bible says about particular election. You know, Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. St. Paul talks about those whom he foreknow, those he also predestined. So it's a biblical teaching. And so that becomes the guarantee of our salvation. When you're worried, when you're concerned, you know that God's love for you began from all eternity. It's because of that love from all eternity in Christ that he made sure that you were baptized, made sure that you heard the word, made sure that you believed, and he will certainly make sure that you will remain in the faith. On the other hand, it's also biblical to say that those who are not saved are those who have willingly rejected God's grace, those who said no to it, like the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin at the time of Jesus. They heard Jesus, they saw Jesus, they knew who Jesus was, and they said no to grace. God didn't make them to do that. God didn't choose them to do that. That was their own responsibility. So we teach particularly election. We do not teach reprobation, that is, God chooses anybody for damnation. People do that on their own. But we also teach that when God says in his word that he wants all men to be saved, he really does want all people to be saved, not just those whom he had previously decided were elect. There is a lot that's in this that's mysterious. We don't try to answer that. We're just going to accept what the Bible teaches on these questions.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Cameron McKenzie, the Lutheran Biblical View of Predestination. Tanya in Columbus, if you would send us your shirt size and your, and what else? Your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You get the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is Embracing Godly Character, the Christian Community's Response to a Godless Culture. You can find this at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, and order Embracing Godly Character. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll get a review of the movie Paul, Apostle of Christ, from Pastor Ted Geese. We'll discuss apparent contradictions in the crucifixion and the death of Jesus with Dr. Peter Scare, and we will study the hymn In the Cross of Christ I Glory with Dr. Arthur Just. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.